Ji gwech a kaja agus falshado radio sirsha erin tame maya shavon kashlin gelmor nchullen and you're listening to Radio Free Ireland here on KBOO, your very own listener supported community radio. And we started out with an oldie but a goodie, as they say, favorite on this program at least. We started with Alton from their 1990 release, going way back to the Red Crow. And it was a lovely little set. Brenda Stuberts, Dan Breens, and the Red Box. A couple of reels for your listening pleasure. And we're going to go right into another tune. We have a lot to get to today. We have a whole bunch of interesting news from Ireland and the wee occupied north, including news of another armed struggle come to an end. There's been a ceasefire by the Irish National Liberation Army. Actually, they're standing down, so we'll be talking about that. And we'll also spend a couple of minutes talking about the recent Board of Directors elections here at KBOO. And I want to thank everyone who supported my candidacy. I was very chuffed to have won a position on the board. This was the first time I've ever run for anything. So thanks very much. And I am determined that your faith shall not be misplaced. And I'm going to work very hard for KBOO. So we'll talk a little bit about that later on. But right now, I think I will regale you from a tune from the Battlefield Band. This is their newest one, Dukin. You may remember we talked to them way back, quite some time ago. I guess earlier this year sometime. And they were touring this new record. And Alan Reid and the lads, you know, have been regaling Scotland and places far afield for it must be something like 25 years now. So let's play a tune from their new one and see what you think of it. This is, you know what, I'm having some technical difficulties, so I'm actually going to cue it up in the other CD player because the top one's giving me the hairy eyeball. So let's hear from the Battlefield Band. This is Dukin, and this one is called I'm Going to Set You Free. I sure like the sentiment behind that one. Stay tuned, you're listening to Radio Free Ireland.
If you're dead and if you're dead, even if you're dead, be where you shouldn't have been, seen what you shouldn't have seen, dream what you shouldn't have dreamed. That doesn't mean you have to be paying the price forever. I am gonna set you free. If you're dead and if you're dead, even if you're dead, done what you shouldn't have done, run when you shouldn't have run, lost when you should have won, that doesn't mean you have to be paying the price forever. I am gonna set you free. If you're dead and if you're dead, maybe you never came back, or you went it off the black. That doesn't mean you have to be paying the price forever. I am gonna set you free. If you're dead and if you're dead, even if you're dead, suffered from a broken heart, got off to a poor start, maybe you fell apart. That doesn't mean you have to be paying the price forever. I you shouldn't have thrown, know what you shouldn't have known. That doesn't mean you have to be locked up here forever. I am gonna set you free. If you're dead and if you're dead, even if you're dead, be where you shouldn't be, see what you shouldn't have seen, dream what you shouldn't have dreamed.
lovely sentiment indeed from the Battlefield Band, and that's their new one called Dukin. And I coincidentally just received in the post here at KBOO a nice fat little package from their manager, Robin Morton, and it looks like it may have a CD in it. So make sure you tune in next month, and we may be playing some of that for you as well. However, you do know that we are doing our usual membership drive, and I'm very pleased to be having joining me now my old friends, Conch and Bill. Good morning, good afternoon, good morning to you.
Right? Hi, Maura.
It is good morning. Yes. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello, it's so good to see you. I love pledge drives because I always get to catch up with people that I don't get to see otherwise. So we want to remind people that we are asking them to give us a call at locally at 503-232-8818 or our toll-free number 877-500-5266. Did you get that? Vernacularly, it would be 877-500-5266. Is our toll-free number, and if you call right now, we have available at least one copy of the CD I just played for you, Dukin by the Battlefield Band, and that is available for a $60 minimum pledge, and that's a thank you gift from us to you, but really, it's really from us to us, because we're all part of a big family here at KBOO. And I know I don't have to give you folks the usual rap about how special we are and how you can't hear this anywhere else, because that's why you tune in. That's why you're listening. You already know this stuff. So the only thing I really need to tell you is that this is the time of year where we call you to account and ask you to do your part to keep us on the air and keep us growing and improving. And we want to hear from you. We want to hear a call at 503-232-8818 or 877-500-5266.
And more of that CD you're playing. I actually have a copy of it, the Dukin CD from Battlefield Band. It's wonderful. And people who call in and renew or become a new member at 503-232-8818. 8818, they can get a copy of that very CD to take home and play at home or in their car or while they're bicycling along in their Walkman. There's some really fantastic thank you gifts along with, you know, the new normal benefits of becoming a KBOO member here. And, you know, those of you who are big fans for many, many years of Radio Free Ireland who are really happy that Maura is in good health to come here and do a wonderful show, a mix of news and music. Again, you know, news and music you don't hear anywhere else. You'll be also happy to find out that we have fresh off the publisher's list, apparently, a couple of wonderful books here. One is a very newsy book. It's a national bestseller, How the Irish Saved Civilization.
Oh, yeah, that's a couple of years old, but it's a good one.
The Untold Story of Ireland's Heroic Role from the Fall of Rome to the Rise of Medieval Europe. This is by Thomas Cahill, and it's a fantastic full of photographs, full of history. This is for, and we want to mention also that we have this incredible book. I've fallen in love with it just in the last 10 minutes looking through it.
I thought you'd like that one.
The Celtic Book of Living and Dying, an illustrated guide to Celtic wisdom by Juliet Wood. It's, in addition to photographs, it's got artistry. It's beautifully put together. And all of these old stories and legends and history, mm-hmm. and it's all very approachable. These are available for a $60 minimum pledge of support apiece, or you can have both of them for a $90 pledge of support,
nice.
$7.50 per month. This is a deal you don't want to miss.
Indeed.
By calling 503-232-8818.
And I happen to have someone who called that number. Linda is renewing in Portland.
Yay.
And I have someone who called 877-500-5266, David in North Plains. So thank you both. We live for you.
Indeed we do. All right, thanks very much, lads. We're going to take it back to the program for a little bit now. We have a lot to get through in this hour, and I think what we're going to start with is jumping right into the news. Well, we've got lots going on all over the country of Ireland, But certainly I think the most important thing to start with is the announcement Sunday last that the Irish National Liberation Army has ended their armed struggle against the British military occupation of their country. They are quite clear to say that this is a change in tactics and that they still have the same motivations on the same goals of a 32-county socialist republic. Certainly those words are music to my ears. But they have decided that the time has come. Now, mind you, they've been on ceasefire for 11 years now, the same as the Provisional Irish Republican Army. But they have announced, indeed, the entire organization was consulted. A letter from Portlaoise prisoners of the INLA was also read. And no less than Peggy O'Hara, the mother of INLA hunger striker Patsy Che O'Hara, also said that she's on board with this. So they seem to have a wide consensus within the organization that they are standing down the Irish National Liberation Army. This is a tactic change. Their political objectives remain the same. They've been on ceasefire since 98. But I find the timing of this announcement a little bit interesting. You know, there's really been a lot of hotting up of what you call the armed struggle over the course of the summer and indeed into this autumn. There have been any number of bomb threats that have brought cities in the north to a standstill. Let's see. We will get to more of those in some detail, but for now, let's just say that there has been a great resurgence of tensions in the north, and this looks like it may be a further attempt to isolate what's called the newest Republican dissident group. Now, I don't know how accurate that newest verb is, but certainly one group worth keeping an eye on these days is the Real IRA, and a group often associated with them is the 32-County Sovereignty Movement. Now, we have had guests on Radio Free Ireland from the 32-County Movement. We've been right on top of the absolute forefront of the struggle in Ireland. And these are people who feel very dissatisfied with what has become of the Good Friday Agreement, the so-called peace process that was voted on and signed off by something over 70% of the island, north and south, lo these many years ago, back in 1998. Now, we still haven't devolved policing or justice back to the people of the north of Ireland. All of that is still being administered directly from Whitehall Street, directly by the British government. And there's more than a little frustration about that, particularly since Sinn Féin keeps saying how much progress is being made, but they're never forthcoming about the details. Recently, we've had announcements from Peter Robinson of the Democratic Unionist Party, the loyal pro-British party, that they are demanding a wholesale review of the Good Friday Agreement. And they also have a brand new demand, 11 years on, that there be no parades commission, that the parades commission be scrapped. And, of course, there were about six or seven parades out of 3,500 Orange Marches over the course of the year. There are six or seven of them that are really contentious, and they weren't good this year. They weren't their worst that they've ever been, but they certainly weren't good. So in the meantime, frustration in the streets and on the ground and in the working class has been growing. You may remember that we talked a lot about the death of Coleraine fella Kevin McDade back earlier this year. This is a Catholic father of four who was beat to death in broad daylight in the middle of town while a police service of Northern Ireland patrol sat in their Land Rover down the street and watched. And it's all on tape, or at least it used to be until the tapes mysteriously went missing. Well, his sons have been arrested. It's claimed that they're part of one of these new armed groups. There have been PSNI checkpoints all around the occupied north, holding people up for, you know, hours at a time, particularly in Dungannon. Locals are complaining about harassment at checkpoints again. There have been hoax bombs. There was actually a real car bomb in Belfast last week, slightly injured the partner of a PSNI officer, and apparently it was a car parked right in front of the barracks or nearby, right downtown in a loyalist area, and someone blew up this officer's MX-5 sports car. I don't know exactly what that is, but I guess they're a pretty fancy car. And so things have been hotting up all over, and it's just interesting that the INLA would take this moment to call an end to hostilities, leaving the real IRA basically the only players in the field. Now, we have lots more to talk about on that coming up, but we do want to take a chance here to talk to Bill and remind you folks of what the phone number is.
Okay, before I do that, an MX-5 is an SUV.
Oh, okay.
Which would be appropriate for a police officer,
right.
I think, though I'm not positive, that it's a Mercedes. But to more pressing matters, 503-232-8818 is the local phone number here in Portland and immediate environs. If you are calling from anywhere else in North America, you can call us at 877-500-5266, and it will not cost you a dime or a farthing or a penance or something. Anyway, so
an indulgence.
Yes, no indulgences allowed. Okay, so we are going on the last 2 days, today and tomorrow, of our fall membership drive, and that means the more calls, the quicker, the better, the better. We are offering two very lovely books.
Three, actually. We also have, possibly for the last time, sorry to interrupt you.
No, not at all.
We still have an copy left of The Writings of Bobby Sands.
And this is only one copy of each book, and these books are magnificent.
And that's for a $75 minimum pledge, which you could, you know, you could take that out monthly or whatever you want to do.
Six and a quarter.
But this is from my own private collection. The other two were donated to me by KBOO Lovers to give away on the show, so
wonderful.
I thank them for that.
And are they also 75?
No, those are 60.
Oh, okay.
Or 90 for the both of them. What a deal.
All right,
a deal.
Yes.
But I do want to remind folks that have been listening for a long time that I'm only going to have this one opportunity during this particular pledge drive. I'm only on once a month now, and I need to hear from you guys. We want to show KBOO that Radio Free Ireland is still relevant, still interesting, and still being listened to and supported by the members of KBOO. You know, you could call and give a gift membership to someone if you like, but we need to hear from you now. This is not the time for procrastination. God knows we're all champions at that. But I'm telling you, this is real important. I would really like to hear from you fellas and girls out there. And give us a call at 503-232-8818 right now. And let your voice be heard. And help us continue doing the great kind of work that we love doing for you and for the wider community. You know, I've gotten so many calls over the years from people who have tuned in for the music and stayed for the news, analysis, and public affairs. And I feel like I've been able to draw people into KBOO that might not otherwise have found it. And that's one of the most rewarding things about doing this kind of work here at KBOO.
Well, we love your work, Maura, and obviously, like, there's a couple of folks in the background who love your work too, but we need more.
Yes.
And we need to let people know that, you know, although we've got this wonderful website with the contribution jar in the upper right hand corner, although you can become a member of KBOO 365 days a year, we give you this particular opportunity to talk to one of our volunteers who can find the best way for you to become a member, whether it's by credit card, whether it's monthly deductions from checking, whether it's just pledging right now and sending in a check when you get paid next. But this is the best opportunity to find out all these wonderful gifts that are available. Like these books, there's only one of a kind of each of these books, How the Irish Saved Civilization, the Celtic Book of Living and Dying, this beautiful illustrated book, these historical books about Bobby Sands. These are one of a kind gifts. They're only available in these last couple of days.
Yeah.
And if you want to be the one to grab them, this is the opportunity for you to do it. 503-232-8818.
Now, let's be clear. The two books, How the Irish Saved Civilization and the Celtic Book of Living and Dead, are not, like, out of print. They're available. But this is a good deal, and you get to help KABU. The Bobby Sands book, however, is completely out of print and out of my own personal stock, which is running very thin. So I suggest, if you have an interest in getting this collector's item, that you might want to do it right now. I'm going to give out the phone number one more time, and then we're going to get back to the news here. It is 503-232-8818. Please call now or toll free at 1-877-500-5266. Thanks, Bill and Conch, and thanks to everyone who's taken the time to call. Okay, well, you may have heard, at least here, if not on the mainstream news, sad things happened in Dublin in the last couple of weeks. The Irish people were bullied into voting yes on the EU-Lisbon Treaty, which means giving up a significant portion of their sovereignty, both military and economic. Now, it was really touch and go. They really had to do a lot of threatening and cajoling. But sure enough, it looked like Dublin in particular really turned around and voted for the treaty this time. And, of course, there's been all kinds of financial ruin happening in Ireland lately. The banks have been crashing. The financial turmoil that's hit the rest of the world, Ireland has not escaped that. So a lot of promises were made, a lot of threats were uttered, and it looks like the vote that never should have been voted on twice has indeed turned around, and the Lisbon Treaty will go through for the European Union, thanks to Ireland changing its vote from earlier this year. Kind of a shame. And it now looks like Tony Blair is going to be rewarded for his good work on the process. It looks like he may be rushed through to a European Union presidency following the yes vote on Lisbon. So, bad news usually comes in pairs, I guess. Wanted to mention briefly our roving reporter Maureen Roche made it to the Pogues concert last week and said that, sadly, Roseland is still got what we like to call Nazi security. They're just really unpleasant about the whole thing. And they still have the heavy-handed security. Shane McGowan was heard to mention from the stage, and I quote, "This place is a bleep hole," unquote. I'm going to be good and not tick off the FCC today, but that's old Shane for you. But he was in fine form. He sounded great. He looked great. And apparently a raucous, riotous time was had by all. So it's good to know that the Pogues are still out there rocking. Who would have thunk it all these years later? It was nice to see them pay a visit to Portland. Also want to give a shout out to my homies at my hemodialysis center over at Providence St. Vincent. To Elmer and all the folks out there, hope you're listening, and thanks for all the good work that you guys do. Let's see, right now, as it happens, there's a concert going on in Dublin called Dublin to Gaza. By Lucra Productions. We were going to try to have a report from the concert, but sadly that was logistically impossible. So hopefully next month we'll have a report from our roving Dungannon reporter John Herson will be back with us. Meanwhile, in the Dublin government, the Concorley, or Speaker of the Parliament, member of Fianna Fáil, John O'Donoghue, has resigned over the expenses scandal. You may remember myself and Per talking about that over the summer, that it was coming out that all kinds of Irish politicians have been fattening their own pockets and putting it on their government expense accounts. Apparently, while he was Minister for Arts, Sport and Tourism, John O'Donoghue used to flit around on government jets for private business. He was given 20,000 euros from Horse Racing Ireland, which is a publicly funded group, to go to international race meetings. And he also, it seems, had an expense account of more than 100,000 euro since 07. His defense for this lavish lifestyle was that he said that he needed to live it up and, you know, wear all these fancy clothes and hang in the best of places because it was essential to preserve the dignity of his office. Boy, I really like that one. You know, the tourism minister certainly has to be seen to be enjoying the finest fruits of the country, right? So anyway, this really threatens to unseat the very delicate Fianna Fáil Green Party coalition. Boy, what a strange little grouping that is. And they've been under a lot of pressure anyway because they've been slashing the social safety net in the Republic of Ireland. Sinn Féin in particular has been accusing the Greens in particular of savage cuts in the social safety net. The safety net as a result of their coalition with Fianna Fáil. So a lot of pressure on the government down there, and they're sort of in a panic about it. It'll be interesting to see if we get a no-confidence vote in the very near future. Meanwhile, I was talking about the INLA calling it off, and also wanted to go back to the subject of the one dissident group that is still continuing the armed struggle. We talked a little bit about your man's SUV being blown up in Belfast. Let's see. Kevin McDade's sons were arrested in Coleraine. There was a bomb threat in Newry Courthouse. PSNI checkpoints in Dungannon. Oh, and here's a neat little story. MI5 is stepping up their recruiting of local Catholics. Apparently, a young woman from Fermanagh was stopped in a Spanish airport on her holidays by two men in business suits, men in black, as it were, who knew all her personal details and offered her a large amount of cash if she were to keep tabs on some of her friends back home for them. Certainly she refused the offer and told them not to contact her again, to which the one fellow replied, "When you change your mind, you can reach us at the Enniskillen Police Service of Northern Ireland Station." Kind of distressing, you know, these kind of recruiting efforts usually go along with a hotting up of the actual war as well. So in light of the new unionist stalling tactics and Sinn Féin's obtuseness about what's actually happening with the Good Friday Agreement, this is leaving plenty of room for dissident groups to feel empowered and motivated to continue their actions. Now, the bomb threat in Newry, I understand, closed down a good part of the county for the day. And in the meantime, you know, the demands of the dissident groups are basically for self-determination. And the hold-up with the Good Friday Agreement is over policing and the courts. Who is going to oversee the judges and the cops in the north of Ireland? We have discovered that Britain does not do a good or efficient job of it, as they have, you know, had so many human rights violations over the years. So one of the main reasons for the Good Friday Agreement was to address this. Now, meanwhile, Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson have been meeting. McGuinness of Sinn Féin, Robinson of the Unionist, Democratic Unionist Party, the dupes, as I affectionately call them. McGuinness is claiming there's been progress made. There's only a few wrinkles left to iron out. In fact, he said, and I quote, aside from little technical issues, unquote, that it's pretty much all sorted out, which really kind of puzzles me, because in the meantime, Robinson is calling for a wholesale review of the architecture of the Good Friday Agreement. So I don't see, I see an awful lot of light between those two positions. And, it's a serious problem. There was another border bomb that turned out to be a hoax, an elaborate hoax, between Donegal and Tyrone. The PSNI and the British Army did a controlled explosion and found that it was empty. No group has claimed it. Sinn Féin has come out and condemned it, of course. And it does look like Sinn Féin is joining in the cries of condemnation against the real IRA. So there seems to be a growing breach between the grassroots, the people who suffer these checkpoints and harassments and intimidation and beating deaths, seems to be a gap between the grassroots and party politics. It looks like Sinn Féin's going on as usual and not mounting any defense against stalling tactics by the unionist parties. Now, to put this in perspective, Gordon Brown over in Britain has been really suffering. He's not the most popular prime minister, to put it lightly. And there's every chance that we may see a Tory government take its power in next May when the elections are held in Britain. Now, if the Tories come back to power and we don't have the Good Friday Agreement sorted out yet after 11 years, I can only say that we're going to be in a very weakened position to try to finish the work of self-determination for all of Ireland. We're going to leave it at that for a minute and take a wee break here. Not so much a break as a shift in direction. And we're going to ask, have people been ringing up? How are things going?
Things have been going well. We are just slightly past halfway in our money collection. We happen to have two to the eighth power dollars right as we speak.
Okay.
And for those less conversant in math, that's 256.
All right.
And we are
thanks
going for 600.
Much.
And I wanted to mention the folks here who help us get through the day.
All right.
Okay. Our breakfast was provided by Helzer's on Alberta at 1538 Northeast Alberta, to be exact. And then Dots Cafe is bringing us lunch. And they are at 2521 Southeast Clinton. And Sawasdi Thai is one of the food carts at Southwest 10th and Alder. And they are bringing us dinner.
Yum,
and
yum.
You out there listening to Mara and to me and to Conch should be bringing us money. 503-232-8818. 877-500-5266, the toll-free out-of-town number.
And you can bring it in,
yes.
Literally, to 20 Southeast 8th. You can hear the
took
bustle.
The words right out of my mouth.
You can hear the bustle behind us. Grab a cup of really good coffee, some pastries, and look through our thank you gift box, because there are many amazing thank you gifts. And I believe, but I am not absolutely sure, that we still have the thank you gifts for Maura's show, these one-of-a-kind books, the very one-of-a-kind, out-of-print, book by Bobby Sands, but also this fantastic historical book, How the Irish Saved Civilization, The Untold Story of Ireland's Heroic Role from the Fall of Rome to the Rise of Medieval Europe. Anybody who worries about new dark ages in information can look back to the old days when Ireland was keeping alive really important information that was not being promoted.
It was called the Golden Age of Irish monasticism, actually.
Yes.
And the monasteries were more like universities.
And if you come in at 20 Southeast States, or if you call 503-232-8818, you can have that for a $60 pledge of support. You can also, for a $60 pledge of support, have this book I am on the verge of taking home with me because it's so beautiful, this hardcover illustrated book, The Celtic Book of Living and Dying, which is huge and beautiful, and also available for a $60 pledge of support. Both of these books for a $90 pledge of support.
That's a great deal.
$7.50 a month. I mean, unbeatable. 503-232-8818 or toll-free 877-500-KBOO.
Okay, thanks very much. And again, I implore you, I only have this one opportunity. And, you know, since there's been the change in the programming and I've gone to a once-a-month program, I want to hear from you guys. I need to know that you still support this show and that you still want it to be on the air. So please, give us a call. Lots of gifts. We have lots of other kinds of gifts, you know, mugs, T-shirts, all kinds of CDs, pick-a-thon CDs, subscription to Mother Jones Magazine. Lots of cool stuff. So do it now. Give us a call. Tell you what, we are going to blow through the rest of the news real quick, then listen to a tune from one of my favorite local Irish traditional bands. Then we're going to come back, and with a little bit of time left, we're going to talk a little bit about KBOO stuff, including the recent elections. So let's see. We were talking about car bombs and tension in the north, and I have just discovered that the International Fund for Ireland, which was supposed to be an international fund to help the beleaguered north get over its years and years of being the front lines of a war zone, it looks like they've been given buku bucks to groups connected to the UDA and the UVF. Now, long-time listeners to this program will be familiar with those acronyms, but they are both very virulent paramilitary pro-British groups that have been responsible for any number of atrocities against innocent Catholic people. You know, there's an awful lot of people in the north who are not involved politically on either side. They're just trying to live their lives, raise their children, and get on with it. But the sad thing about it is that these pro-British lunkheads really don't care whether or not you're involved. They're basically just bigots and anti-Catholic bigots. And, you know, Catholics are still being hunted down on the streets of the north of Ireland. Now, the mainstream news is going to tell you that it's all over but the tidying up, that we have a peace process, that, you know, the IRA has been rehabilitated, and Gerry Adams is walking around in an Armani suit, having video conferences with George Bush and Donald Trump. However, we struggle here at KBOO to bring you the real news, the news from the street, the news from the people. And the news on the streets of occupied Ireland is not good news. There's stalling tactics politically, and there's beatings and violence on the streets. One of the other short little pieces I heard from the news recently is that the footballers are up to it again. Beating people coming from football matches if they happen to support the wrong team. And particularly if that particular team happens to be a team that's supported by a majority of Catholics. God help you, you get caught wearing the wrong team jersey in the wrong part of Belfast. And folks, that is just unacceptable. So we are going to keep talking about it here so that the world does not turn away and think that Ireland is a struggle that has been finished. It's not the case, sadly. I wish it was, but it is not. One more piece I'm going to give you about news, and then we're going to take a short musical break here. I'm sad to report the death of senior Republican John Brady from Derry. After he was arrested by the Police Service of Northern Ireland and brought in for questioning, his interrogator stepped out of the room for a moment, and when they came back, John Brady was dead. Now, we still don't have any more details than that, but it's certainly a very suspicious situation. His family claims that he was in no way in a suicidal state of mind. And it must be remembered that for traditional Catholics, suicide is a mortal sin. So this is not something that his family feels that he would have ever considered. In fact, he was making plans for the future at the time. So, you know, this is really escalating the violence at this point. This is an old fella, well-respected in his community. And, in fact, at the weekend, more than 200 people turned out at Derry's Strand Road PSNI station to protest about this death in custody of John Brady. Let's see, the Irish Republican Socialist Party was there, the 32 County Sovereignty Movement was there, and the Republican Network for Unity were also there. Sadly, I didn't hear whether or not Sinn Féin was there. They may have been. I didn't hear it. But we will be keeping our eyes, certainly, on this case. Once again, senior Republican John Brady dead in PSNI custody. Okay, I think we're going to take a wee break here, play a little bit of music for you, and then we're going to come back and talk about things a little closer to home. How about a tune from Coolantee? Now, I met these fellas when I first came to Portland, something like 18 years ago. And, boy, they really lit the town on fire, and their influence is still being felt in any number of the traditional bands and groupings here in Portland. I'd like to send a shout-out to Danny and Kerry, and, of course, good old Bob Soper, wherever you are, the original members of Coolantee. And let's see. Let's hear a couple of reels. This is The Old Bush, No Relation, and Untitled. Stay tuned here to Radio Free Ireland, and call us. Call us, 232-8818. Call us. A little bit of Coolantee for your listening pleasure. And let's see, right now we are going to shift gears a little bit, and with any luck at all, we have joining us on the phone Scott Forrester. Are you there, Scott? He is not. Hang on, let me see why he's not coming through. Are you there? Hello? Oh dear, let me see. Hello, Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Maura. Are you there?
Yes, I found you. Okay. I'm a little rusty. I'm only here once a month now, so.
Brush the rust off.
Okay. So we just have a couple of minutes left, but I'm real glad you could join us today.
Thank you.
Because, again, I want to thank everyone who voted for me in the recent election, and I can't wait to do your bidding at KABU. And if you have ideas about what you want to see this station become, please do contact me at my email is radiofreeireland@irishnation.com. Couldn't be simpler, and I want to hear from all of you. But particularly I want to talk to you, Scott, today, because at the annual meeting where the election results were tallied, you were also a candidate. Sadly, you did not get in this time. Better luck next time.
Thank you.
But you did talk a little bit about something that I don't think a lot of KBOO members know about, and it sure excites me, the opportunity to possibly get a station out in Pendleton, where there happened to be an awful lot of Irish people.
Sheep herders.
Yes, absolutely.
Days of old, and Pilot Rock is the actual location, and it'll be beaming towards Pendleton. And when I was on the board early this year, I was the point person for this, what in essence would be the first new radio transmitter in Portland's portfolio, or KBOO's portfolio, in like the last almost 20 years since the Corvallis transmitter.
Awesome.
So I really appreciate the time today. Folks out there listening, you know, we're doing a pledge drive to raise funds for KBOO, but don't forget, part of the core mission is to serve the underserved and the unserved. So that means a city that doesn't have the privilege to be able to have KBOO, to go from nothing to KBOO, in essence, in about 3 years is the timeline, would be literally a revolution for Pendleton.
It sure would, and how great would it be to make that kind of connection to the rural areas? You know, often Portland gets accused of being a little myopic and a little navel-gazing, and it would be so wonderful to actually have another station out there with local programming being created out there, as well as offerings from the station in Portland that they could access as well. It would be a great give and take, and I'm interested to know what where are we at, and what's the next step, and what do we all have to do to make this happen?
Well, you know, I haven't seen anything on the KBOO website on this, which is part of the reason why I think we're talking, which is, you know, part of it is educating the public and listeners, both members and non-members. Here's a grand opportunity. My understanding is that according to a representative of the Prometheus Radio Project, who are really up on low-power FM, et cetera, and have been guests on KBOO recently, that window in 2007, of which KBOO previous board of directors applied for four radio frequencies, of which one is still pending before the FCC, that window will never happen again. And this is from Prometheus. I didn't know this, that we won't get another chance to get another transmitter just like this. We may be able to get low power transmitters along with anyone else that applies. So frankly, for us to drop the ball on this, we are apparently in competition with a religious nonprofit organization, and that religious nonprofit, last I heard, was willing to drop their application, leaving KBOO the sole applicant for a financial a bit of money, which the KBOO board voted for $5,500 to basically be the working sum necessary to bring that new license home.
Wow, so this is a real possibility.
Well, yes, and there's also at least one person I know of that has expressed the willingness to give a $5,500 bridge loan to basically get the money in KBOO's hands to secure the FCC license, and then as fundraising would occur out in Pendleton or in the rest of the KBOO listening area, that those funds would then go back to pay the person who gave the loan, a loyal KBOO listener.
Well, that's terrific. That's half the battle right there. Is there a website or an email or any place people can contact if they want to get more involved in this particular aspect of KBOO?
Yes. They could email me at clackamas9@aol.com. That's spelled like the county.
Mm-hmm.
And the numeral 9 is one word, clackamas9@aol.com.
All right. Well, thanks, Scott. You know, we'll keep in touch on that and definitely let people know how that's going. I'm just so excited at the opportunity to reach more ears in Oregon.
Maura, I appreciate your allowing me to come on and mention this to folks out there in KBOO land, but also, more importantly, I think we have Prison Pipeline and the Columbia River Correctional Institution. I believe there are thousands of inmates out there, and I love Prison Pipeline. And this station would reach into the interior of this massive prison near Snake River and allow for those prisoners to get a 24 hours dose of music, public affairs,
right,
news from KABU, and I think that's wonderful.
And I know how important it is because I myself have actually gotten letters from prisoners that listen to this station a lot, and you know, they've told me about how much they've learned from listening to KABU. So what a wonderful resource that would be for these guys out there.
And in
perhaps
addition,
we could even get them involved in doing some programming.
Sure, and Ruth Kovacs actually testified before the KABU Board of Directors in favor of this station. So
right.
I just hope now that folks are out there listening that they'll continue to contribute to KABU for support and maintenance of the existing stations, but to also think that we need to serve this wonderful city of Pendleton, and maybe they'll give something back to us
mm-hmm.
from the rural areas that we can learn
out there. Yeah, I'm sure that they would. No maybe about it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Scott, listen, I'm going to let you go, but we'll keep in touch, and thanks for letting us know about these things.
Take care, and good luck on the board.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Scott Forrester keeping us up to date on some exciting possibilities for KABU. And once again, I want to reiterate that I am now on the board of directors and eager to do your bidding. So please contact me anytime at my email address is radiofreeireland@irishnation.com. And I hope to hear from a lot of you. And I also hope I heard from a lot of you while I was talking.
And I think if you want to do Maura's bidding, you want to call 503-232-8818. No, I think you want to do the community's bidding. And I think you want to keep Portland the active and environs, the active place that it is. And
Portland weird.
And we do want to mention that Amor has been getting some wonderful calls, and it's helping us make up a little bit of the lag that we've had this membership drive. We want to make sure in these last 2 days that people who have been hanging back do call 503-232-8818. Remember, a pledge is just a promise. I know that I'm going to be working tomorrow, and making some money, and then I'll have some money to give after that, if that's the case for you. 503-232-8818, or drop in at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue if you're not working today, but maybe you're working this weekend or this evening. Drop in, have a cup of coffee, meet some of the folks, and look at some of the thank you gifts that we have available. The Irish books are gone,
okay.
But however, for every new member, and minimum donation to be a KABU member is $20 a year, every new member can take home a T-shirt, fabulous T-shirt, K-Blues, Flower Tower, or the full-color KABU versus the Mediazillas by Matt Worker.
Ah, great stuff.
And we wanted to thank some of the many people who have called in during Radio Free Ireland.
Many generous people.
Indeed. Thank you very much.
Donovan, who renewed from Northeast Portland.
Thank
I don't
you,
know
Donovan.
Who that could possibly be.
Michael, who renewed from Southeast Portland.
Jesse?
He called the 503-232-8818 number,
yes.
Michael, in Southeast.
Yes, and Jesse is a new member in Tualatin.
All right, and Jesse, welcome. Falsha.
James is renewing from Northeast Portland.
Thermagat James.
And Severa is a renewing member who took the toll-free number, 877-500-5266, and renewed from Salem.
Yes, where KABU is on at 100.7 FM.
Right.
And Lynn, thank you, Lynn. Generous renewal from Northeast Portland.
Thermagat Lynn. Savra Kamastati.
And Dutch American Market and Import in Beaverton.
Wow.
Has contributed.
Very
and
cool.
That was actually a walk-in. The entire market waddled in and gave us a contribution.
And we love our business partners here at KABU, especially the small businesses that have not gotten a break from any of the stimulus or handouts.
Right,
so
right.
We love local businesses. And Hugo, a new member from Lake Oswego. Thank you, Hugo.
Hugo.
Please feel free to take home one of our fabulous T-shirts for new members when you call 503-232-8818.
Okay, so we are at the last Friday and tomorrow the last Saturday and the last day of our fall membership drive. We are lagging behind our goal by around $25,000.
Listen, folks, I know times are tough out there. I know it. Particularly to you guys that are doing well, step up, okay? Help out for the folks that want to and can't this year. And for you guys who are having a rough time, you know, do a basic membership and break it down into 12 months. It'll be really painless that way. And you know how important it is for us. We do a lot with a little bit of money here. So we wouldn't be asking if we didn't need it. And we do. So please call us. Yeah. Now is the time. We've only a little bit of time left. And I really want to see this show as well supported
listen to your show, Mara, I'm constantly amazed at how much information you bring to people about something that is not heard often here. The United States.
It's part of the larger struggle, you know. I see Ireland as a microcosm.
Mm-hmm.
And the similarities are there between Ireland, Palestine, and all areas that are in struggle. Haiti. We've talked about all these other struggles as well.
Right.
And brought them all in so people can understand that we are all in this together.
And if you want to be even more in this together with us, give us the call at 503-232-8818 or 877-500-5266. Thanks very much.
And thank you to Conch and Bill. And thank all of you, especially the new members, and all of you faithful long-time listeners. I'm Maura Cullen. You've been listening to Radio Free Ireland. We'll be back again on the third Friday of November. All of you, I wish you a very happy Halloween, a Celtic New Year. And keep it tuned here for more great programming coming up. And please do contact me at Radio Free Ireland at irishnation.com. We're going to go out with a little bit of another fabulous local Irish traditional musician, Johnny B. Connolly. And this is from his 2001 release, recorded here in Portland, Bridgetown. Why is it not playing? Looks like we're having some technical difficulties again. Let's try this again. There we go.